All right, we head into the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome to it, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Tony's in Seattle getting ready for tonight's broadcast. He joins us at the bottom of the hour from T-Mobile Park. We'll have our Big Five at that time. The Big Five is going to be short. One really big story today, because Scraby just simply did not want to talk about it.
I don't.
Unfortunately, he doesn't get total control of the microphone.
So I don't like this.
I mean, I don't think you have to mention it.
No, we don't.
I mean, it's almost as if it's being reacted. Okay, the reaction to this news, like around the country, maybe even worldwide, seems to be like as big as like an asteroid heading for Australia. Like, we've got to mention this. So
the people are freaking out about it.
People are getting a little crazy. The Chiefs wrote in their tweet.
Do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, I will in a second. Okay. The Chiefs said today is a fairy tale.
Okay.
The NHL said it's a love story.
The NHL did.
Yeah, the U.S. Open Tennis said, I want to be your end game.
Oh, my goodness. We're really doing this,
the Florida
people.
Panthers said, looks like we're not the only ones getting a ring this year.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, and on and on and it goes.
Look at all those social media accounts trying to glom on to their attention.
By the way, maybe you can explain what this means. The Golden State Warriors tweeted, all right, nah. I don't quite know what that means, but I'm sure that's an inside joke that I don't know about.
Not smart enough.
The Atlanta Hawks say, it happened. It sure did. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged.
Oh, Travis Kelce, I guess, says, all right, nah.
That's his big saying thing. Anyway, yeah. Travis and Taylor, yep, it's official. It's been rumored for a while. They announced it today. So
I wish the best for them. I really do, but I don't know that we need it.
I don't think you wish the best for them.
I do.
Really don't.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I don't care if they...
I don't think you do.
They
I think
actually
you'd love
look...
it. I think you would love it if you heard the news like in mid-season that Travis Kelce had been torn apart because...
No.
Taylor Swift was discovered having a an affair with Lil Nas X or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Lil Nas X.
I don't know if you saw the latest on this
guy. Yeah, he was found naked or something running down the street.
Nice, running down the street naked the other night. Just walking down the street in the middle of the night. Naked.
You know what? I don't hope for them to get divorced or
all
anything
right,
like
good.
That. I just don't think I needed it.
You just
it.
Don't want all the news.
All of my phone was CNN.
Yeah. Yeah,
Fox News,
ever,
Washington Post, Yahoo Sports.
I know. I got off the golf course today. My wife, I called, you know, checked in. She goes, did you hear the big news? I mean, I thought we, you know, something, I thought we'd all been given a grant check for $100 million.
Oh, that would be nice.
I was like, what? What is the great news?
Brandon says,
I was honestly disappointed when she told it to me. I'm like, that's it?
Did Josh Allen's engagement make it? No, it didn't.
Yeah,
and the reason is because Hailee Steinfeld isn't the top pop star in the world.
Taylor Swift.
Which I think is wrong. I think is wrong.
All right. Well, the sports world is a flutter today with the news of Travis Kelce's engagement. So we'll let everybody in on that as we get to today's round of Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I might just make that a trivia question.
What's that?
The marriage.
Well,
or the engagement,
I mean, you know, the biggest story in the world now is going to be where and when. So that'll be next. I mean, we're gonna have to, and then you know when
it's
will
gotta
the,
be. A,
and then will the when will
it's
the,
gotta be an Arrowhead,
and
right?
Then when will the child? You think Taylor Swift's gonna want to get married in a football stadium? I don't think so. I'm gonna think Taylor's gonna be.
What do you mean?
That.
She. What do you mean? All right. You're going to be qualified for a grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and $175 food and beverage credit. you can... Sorry, I lost my place. Celebrate summer with a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dive poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences in the 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend into a never-ending summer. Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com, now offering no resort fees and complimentary parking. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And finally, if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. All right. Let's start with, you know what? Gilberto. Hello, Gilberto.
Hola, muchachos. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien. Muy bien. Gracias. You must be feeling pretty good right now.
Actually, I do. I think we're having a great season, and I'm looking forward to meeting the Padres in the NLCS.
Ooh, okay.
I hope you're right, Gilberto. Gilberto's a Dodger fan with respect for the Padres.
Yes, correct.
So we mention that to all who don't know. And I will say this. The Dodgers and Padres are not going to play each other again. Unless it's in the NLCS, they're most likely going to be on different sides of the playoff draw. So,
well, that would be nice.
That would be pretty fun.
That would be some storylines.
That would
there.
Be seven games of knockdown dragout.
I don't know if I'd be able to handle it.
It would be a lot.
All right, Gilberto, here we go. Question one. Which pitcher did Cal Raleigh hit his 50th home run off of last night?
Sears.
Correct. All right, question number two. Let's see. The Mariners have four guys who have 20 or more home runs hit with the team this year.
With the team.
Yeah, so Suarez does not count. Eugenio Suarez. I'm just going to give that to everybody. Cal Raleigh, and there are three other guys. You have to name two of them, Roberto.
I think one is Garver.
Garver, he says.
Garver.
It's one guess. Keep guessing.
And Alberto. And I'll go with J.P. Crawford.
J.P. Crawford. Stay there, Alberto.
The Dumpers won, but well, he already count. Told me that. Yeah. Polanco's won because you told me that earlier that he had 20 home runs. So I know Polanco.
He's Jorge, had 33 in a season.
The great Jorge Polanco. I know. They're dusting off a spot.
Now you know how I feel when you jumped all over me about Pete Crow Armstrong.
They're dusting a spot on the Hall of Fame off there for Jorge Polanco. One more Mariner with 20 home runs this year. Trying to go through their lineup. Julio Rodriguez has got to have 20. I'll say Julio Rodriguez. Yeah. Sorry, Gilberto.
Thank you for calling.
Who's the other one? Is it... it wasn't Garber. I bet it's Rosarena.
Rosarena is the one right there. Yeah.
Sorry, Gilberto. All right. Good to hear from you as always, my friend.
Yes. Glad Hola, you're doing muchacho. Well. Hola, muchacho.
He's the nicest guy.
Yes, he is.
Okay,
let's
next.
Let's go to John. Okay. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey,
how's it going?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's actually Ryan. My dad's name's Sean.
All right. Oh, let me Ryan, put Ryan
stealing
in
his
there.
Dad's phone. Okay.
All right, Ryan, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That was funny, Chris. Here's question number one. Gritty is the viral mascot of which NHL team?
Who was it?
Gritty.
Gritty, he's a big name, I must say, but it's possible you may not know of Gritty.
Flyers?
What did you say?
Philadelphia Flyers?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you came up with it.
He's really the only mascot I know from the NHL.
Pretty much, yeah. There must be a few more, but Gritty
there has to be,
seems
yeah.
to have...
Gritty looks like the AM/PM guy.
Gritty looks like he could use... He looks a tad disheveled.
Well, that's, I think, the point.
I know.
All right, here we go. Question number two. It's an NFL question. Which running back had the most total touchdowns on the season last year?
Saquon.
No. Stay there.
Well, I got to go through the... the leaders in fantasy points last year, and Bijan had a bunch, and boy, it could be a bunch of guys. Scraby, most what total touchdowns?
Total touchdowns.
Jahmyr Gibbs, my guess. sorry.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I knew Jahmyr Gibbs led all running backs in fantasy points because we did that in
He had 20 touchdowns.
He had 20 touchdowns, huh?
I think he had 4 receiving, 16
and
rushing.
How many did Montgomery take away from him?
A lot.
Right? Because Montgomery gets a lot of those carries on the goal line.
He sure does. Yeah. A lot, actually.
Yeah.
Where is Montgomery? Montgomery was 12th. He had 12 touchdowns last year.
So the two of them had 32?
That's crazy.
Combined.
That is crazy.
That's a lot.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Evan and La Mesa.
Hi, Evan.
Hello, Evan.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon. Here we go. Question number one.
Pleasure to have you.
Jorge Polanco has played for two teams in his career, the Mariners and what other American League team?
I'm pretty sure that was the Twins.
The Twins is correct.
He got it.
Nice job.
All right, let's spend a little time on Jorge Polanco, all right? He's from the Dominican Republic.
Later.
He's 32 years old.
Question number two.
People love this guy all of a sudden.
Coming into today, which American League starting pitcher has the most strikeouts in baseball
Jorge Polanco.
That would be fun.
No, he's not a pitcher.
You said American League pitcher?
Yeah. Yes.
Leads baseball in strikeouts.
Who is it? Subel, I guess.
Winner, I believe.
Correct.
Yep. Subel had 12 last night to take over the lead.
He did. Question number three. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong, and you're qualified for that trip to Las Vegas. Let's see here. What team has scored the most runs against the Padres in a single game this season?
This season.
This season.
The Cubs beat us pretty bad. I'll go with Chicago.
Go Cubs. Stay there, Evan.
Thought they had a bad loss in there a few weeks ago, but I can't remember it offhand.
the breathing into the...
I hope it's not the Dodgers. They beat them hard. They beat them...
Everybody's hearing him lose his mind.
I don't remember. That was some Blue Jays. Oh, I pulled it out.
Did you cheat?
I didn't. No, I don't. There's no need to. Really.
All right. We have to go to tiebreaker.
What was the score?
14-0.
That's right. Yeah.
Gosman pitched.
Sorry about that. I stole that away from somebody.
You know what we're going
to
do?
Came to me at the last second for sure. You got to go with Jorge Polanco as your.
Oh, well, no, you've been looking at his stats this whole time. I'm going to go with Kevin Gausman.
Kevin Gausman, okay.
He was right there.
Random player today, Kevin Gausman for the tiebreaker.
All right, let's go to. I don't even know. Andres? Is that Andres? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Andres, have you ever played the tiebreaker before?
I have not played tiebreaker. Actually, I'm a first-time player.
Okay, save that for next time.
Save that for next time. You will get to use that next time you play. But tiebreaker, Scraby will ask me a number question having to do with the pitcher, Kevin Gausman. I'll give you the answer, but it won't be the right answer.
So you're going to guess whether or not the actual answer is higher or lower than what Chris guessed.
Correct.
Crease.
So you got to get it right. You got a 50-50 shot.
All right. How many strikeouts in Kevin
Gausman's
career? He's played 13.
Years? 13 years, about 150 a year. That's 1,950.
1,950.
Giving him 150
Andres,
K's a year.
Over or under is the what's the actual answer?
The actual number, is it over, higher, or lower than 1,950?
Let's go under.
He goes under.
Correct!
He got it!
Nice job.
All right.
Let's go.
Very good,
all right,
Andres.
Stay right there. I'm going to come get you, Andres, in the break. But
you're a winner even before you've actually played your first time.
That's true.
Because your official first time will be the next time you call in.
You did a really good job. He has a career 1,914.
Mm.
So you were very close. 36 off, maybe?
All right, Andras got it. He wins the tie break. We get a break. We got a little U.S. Open tennis, Coco Gauff in action tonight, some baseball around the big leagues. We'll keep you up to date with all that as Gwen and Chris continues, and the Big Five coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, short segment here, but coming up, Big Five with a whole bunch of stuff. 25 minutes worth of material.
You guys are doing good today.
Ahead. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., I got something for this. Later on in the program, we have, apparently we have come to the discovery of the source of the new nickname for our professional soccer team. We will give the inventor credit.
Yes, we should.
Later in the program. A little later in the program, not now. Right now, we tell you about this story. Do you know what the most expensive collectible, sports collectible of all time is, Scraby?
It's probably something really dumb, like a piece of gum from Babe Ruth.
No, it was from Babe Ruth, though. That's pretty good.
His jockstrap?
Babe Ruth's 1932 World Series jersey, in which he was wearing when he called the home run shot. At Wrigley Field.
All right. That's pretty famous.
Okay. A year ago, that jersey sold for $24.12 million.
Wow.
Yesterday, the second most expensive collectible in sports history was sold.
Okay.
Do you know what it was? First of all,
I have not seen this. What's more?
It's worth $12.932 million.
Wow.
It breaks the record for the most ever paid for a sports card.
See, this is where it loses me.
It is the Michael Jordan Kobe Bryant 2007-08 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Dual Logo Man card autographed by both Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
All right.
Here's a shot of the card. If you maybe I don't know how to just, you can find the story and then you can maybe send it to people or send it out so people can look at the card. It's pretty cool looking. It's got the NBA logo. It's got the gold NBA logo. It's got Jordan. It's got Kobe on it. It's got a piece of, I guess, their uniforms on the card. And then it's signed on both sides. It came in a pack of cards, 2007 and 8. Each pack. Okay, Upper Deck released this. The set was called Exquisite, and they charged $500 per pack of cards.
Wow.
You got five cards. Now, one of the other cards that came out of this grouping was a $5.2 million LeBron James rookie card, but this one breaks the record. $12.9 million, the Kobe Michael Jordan basketball Upper Deck card. So
I would prefer there you go. To buy an island instead of
a right.
baseball
12.9
card.
Million seems like a lot for a card, but there it is.
Autographs mean nothing to me unless I was the one collecting the autograph.
You know what's interesting to me is I have a Sports Illustrated cover at home that is framed, not signed by anybody, but it's Kobe guarding Michael. And I just like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good shot. Both of them are in it. You know, I think it's great. It was a real Sports Illustrated cover. I get as much joy out of that as I probably would with this, except for the fact this is worth $12.9 million.
Did you see that Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, is part of the group that purchased the card? So this is more of like an investment than it is.
Can I just say
a
that I really don't think Mr. Wonderful is all that wonderful? But
no, he...
Yeah, go ahead. We'll move on from him.
But he's
anyway,
a part of the group.
I didn't know he was part of the group. But yeah, there you go. I like to keep people up to date in the collectible world. $12.9 million. And of course, Upper Deck is his, long ago at least, was a San Diego
company. I think it still
company.
Is.
I think it still is. So good on Upper Deck for creating this card. By the way, if you're working at Upper Deck and you're one of the people who created this card, you may want to create another one
and send it my way.
Send it out. Because $12.932 million is pretty good. Although it'd be really, unfortunately, obviously, not going to be able to get autographs ever again. So I think that certainly added to it. All right, more Gwen and Chris coming up. Big Five.
At Ralph's, you never compromise. You get high quality and low prices. Like you never compromise your meal with our spring salad mix that's guaranteed fresh. And you never compromise your budget with lower than low prices. Hand it to Ralph's shoppers. You never compromise. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are just $5.49 with your card plus CRV when you buy four. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
Collector! One note on the Big Five. Tony had to do some other things at, up in Seattle. So we recorded the Big Five a while ago. It's all up to date, except for the fact we talk about Wilson Contreras in this Big Five. You may have seen him go a little crazy last night.
A little.
During the Cardinal game. When we talked about it, he had not yet received the six-game suspension he has since received. So keep that in mind as you get traffic and hear today's Big Five edition.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. All right, we're going to get right into it because I think we got some juicy topics today, guys.
Number five.
Juicy. And Jackson Merrill, I was reading this morning, is expected to return to the team against the Twins this weekend. He said he's feeling better, said he's been lifting weights, no baseball activity, which is not the big deal here. Or there's no real big deal here. Tony, do you think they absolutely need to bring him back this weekend?
Do they absolutely need to bring him back? I don't know if it's an absolute, but they would like to have him back for sure. And let me keep it to Kevin. I think they like to have him back at the level that he was going, you know, last year and at certain points this season, for sure. Either way, you get him back, it lengthens your lineup, even if he's not that version. So, yes, is it a must that they bring him back this weekend? I don't necessarily think that, but I think they want him back, and it would be a nice addition to the lineup.
Chris, do they absolutely need to bring him back this weekend?
The same way they absolutely need to win the game tonight or else. Not the same amount, Scraby.
All right.
You know, the bottom line, yes, it'd be very nice to win tonight. It'd be very nice for the Dodgers to lose tonight. And it'd be very nice to get Jackson Merrill back in the lineup this weekend. Ramon Laureano has done really well in center field. I mean, he saved a grand slam. He's done everything you could ask. You wonder, had Jackson Merrill been in there, if that ball last night would have been caught in short right center? Probably not. But my point being, Ramon Laureano's better in left field. Jackson Merrill is better in center. You want your best defense. You want your best possible lineup. You want to make a run at this with the best troops you got. And he's one of the best troops.
All right. Good answers.
Number four.
St. Louis Cardinals designated hitter. Did you guys see this whole thing with Wilson Contreras yesterday?
He lost it.
He lost his cool, and that's an understatement.
<You think? laughs>
After striking out against the Pirates, which was a strike. The pitch he was complaining about was a strike. The incident took place in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Cardinals held a 6-5 lead with a runner on first and Contreras at the plate with one out. Here is what happened next.
Or was it Wilson Contreras?
Yeah, I think it was Contreras walking away. Certainly continued to look back. He's saying he didn't say anything. Now he's saying all those things he said he didn't say.
Wow, he's got to hold him back.
And he's screaming. He's angry. I can read a couple of those words.
Can you read lips in Spanish?
Somebody I don't think he was screaming in Spanish. Anyway, that's what happened last night. And then someone threw a bucket of bubble gum on the field.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
One of my favorite things about the whole thing.
Something tells me there was more to that than just one pitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Okay. Totally. But for people who couldn't watch the video, Contreras ended up, as he was being held and taken back towards the dugout, he ended up throwing his bat back towards the ump as he was being restrained, and the bat hit a Cardinals coach in the face. So here's my question, Chris. If Victor Robles gets 10 games for throwing a bat at a pitcher, should Wilson Contreras get 10 games for throwing a bat intended to hit the umpire?
I didn't see the same vigor behind his toss. Maybe.
Victor Robles wanted to hurt the man.
Victor Robles tried to helicopter that bat out there a la, you know, our guy Dagoberto Campanaris.
Oh, yes, yes.
But no, I didn't see the same. I was just watching it again here for the second time. I mean, first, I find it kind of entertaining. He probably deserves a bit of a suspension just for creating that kind of a ruckus. But I've always wondered, Tony, and maybe you've thought of this, maybe not, what would happen if they just let him go? Right? They're holding him back. He looks like he wants to tear the umpire in two.
That's a good point. He's not going to actually do that.
If they let him go, what would happen? Right? Is he really going to tackle the umpire? So he was certainly angry. It must have had to do with more than just one pitch. Because you're right, that last pitch that you got mad at looked like a strike on the
bottom of the zone.
Bottom of the zone. So it must have been kind of an all night thing.
Yeah.
I get to give him maybe a
he's been involved in some incidents this year.
He has, but I give him a one game ruckus suspension.
Really?
Yeah.
One game.
Yeah. A one game ruckus suspension.
A ruckus suspension.
I think he at least gets five games for throwing the bubble gum on the field.
Did he throw the bubble gum? I thought somebody threw the bubble gum.
I don't know. Tony, what do you think?
It was most likely him.
Okay.
And I think it would be hilarious to announce that, you know, due to the ruckus penalty, he'll have to be suspended three games this season.
You think three games is
three
what
games
he's
for
get?
A ruckus? Okay.
That's I mean, fair. Robles got what, 10?
He got 10, but he's appealing, so.
Well, he's going to get 10. Or if it gets dropped to 5, fine. I agree with Chris. He didn't have – it wasn't like – that was like a show throw. Like, I want to show a mad throw, whereas Robles –
it's a fake guy throw.
right. Like, I don't really want to throw the bat at you, but I want to show you how angry I am. So the fact that I am thinking about throwing the bat makes you know how angry I am. And then, you know, and I'll throw some gum on the field, too. To put a little icing on the cake.
The gum was kind of fun. I mean, I got actually Andre Dawson.
Gum's
pretty good. I think Andre Dawson might have the most famous one when he grabbed about 7 or 8 bats at a time and just kept throwing them out there.
He was throwing them
out. And maybe like 10 handfuls of bats. Like he was going to get his bats out on the field. That's
I think
fun.
Gum is funnier because. Yeah.
It's harmless.
You got to pick up each individual piece, right? Like, it'd be better to throw it like right at the umpire, so like all of the gum is like around there.
Yeah, just showers him in gum.
This guy's got to go out and pick up each individual piece, and takes a little bit longer.
I know that. I know it's a ruckus thing, but I think baseball honestly needs more fun like this. I find it to be fun. Managers yelling at umpires, umpires yelling back. I think it's fun theater as long as. Right, nobody throws a bat and actually hits somebody in the head. Now he was being silly, but I think it's kind of fun theater. And Contreras certainly provided some fun theater because he was really animated.
Tony, what you got to say?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Let me ask one more quick question about this. Is this embarrassing towards the rest of the players in Major League Baseball? Are they like looking at Wilson Contreras being like, dude, what is wrong with you? Like, kind of no, like we would look at another radio person and say that?
What you have to realize is everyone on that field has that in them at some point.
That is true.
Some guys get there a lot more often than others. But in my experience, at least, every single player has that kind of snap in them somewhere along the lines. And for a guy like Contreras, he wears that. That's kind of like part of him, who he is. That's what makes him good. Some guys, you know, the manager that just got fired from the Reds, we used to talk about all the time, Bell.
Oh, David Bell.
David Bell. The same way. Like, the dude was like the quietest dude ever, but when he got there, it was epic. It was like something you didn't want to miss. So I think everybody's capable of it, so nobody really looks at him like, you know, he's too crazy. But yeah, I mean, his was over the top for sure.
Yeah, that was all very fun.
Number three.
One out, nobody on, no score first inning. 3-2 again, the pitch. And Raleigh hits it in the air, deep down the left field line, headed towards the pole and gone. Cal Raleigh with number 50, his third in the last 2 days. J.P. Sears and the Padres become a part of historic season for Cal Raleigh right here, right now.
All right, so yes, you heard it. Cal Raleigh hit his 50th home run last night. By the way, do you guys see my slick producer skills over here? Clicking one button and then clicking another button at the same time? You guys need to praise me more for
people
my
that
slick
are,
producer
people,
skills.
People that are good at
you
it.
You usually fumble that, so we don't usually get to see that completion. But
well, the other
did
part
a good
is
job today.
People that know what they're doing just do it. People that are, they don't have to call attention to it.
Wow.
Also true.
Wow.
Also very
that
true.
That was harsh.
Like how I leaned into the microphone and spoke?
Cal Raleigh.
Doing what you're supposed to do.
Is now four homers shy of tying the record. They're going to see it on the video. They're going to see the skills that I just displayed on the video.
Then you
okay?
shouldn't have had to say anything.
I need to point it out every once in a while. Tony's dying right now. Cal Raleigh is four homers shy of tying the record for most by a switch hitter, which is Mickey Mantle in 1961, and six shy of tying Seattle's record of Ken Griffey Jr. in 97 and 98. He became the first player in history to homer at least 20 times from both sides of the plate in the same season, and he joined Griffey as the only players in team history to reach 50. So, Tony, is Cal Raleigh's season being overlooked by the rest of baseball? I'm talking about media coverage.
Probably. My man's got 50, and we're in August still. So my guess is if he gets, you know, I don't know what his average is. If he gets to, like, 10 homers in this next month, the conversation is going to start to pick up a little bit more. I mean, I imagine he's got a good chance the way he's swinging the bat right now. I do think it's not being talked about enough, specifically because of the position that he's playing. And I get he's DH some, but he certainly has DH'd 70% or caught 70% of the time this year. So he's doing a majority of this from the catching position, and that in itself is historic. I mean, you just don't see too many guys at his position doing not just hitting but also defending. He's like a two-way guy, and so. Yeah, I do think his story is getting a little overlooked right now,
Chris.
And maybe that's also because he's in Seattle.
That's immediately what I thought. But Chris, what do you think about this?
Well, somebody wake the people up in New York and on the East Coast. I mean, this guy's having one of the greatest seasons any catcher has ever had. Johnny Bench never hit 50 home runs. Johnny Bench is easily the greatest catcher of all time. It's a 100% vote. But Johnny Bench never did this. And Cal Raleigh's got a platinum glove, not just a gold glove. So he's like the Fernando version of American League defensively. And he's catching a staff and calling a game and doing it from both sides of the plate. And he's going to break records that are held by Mickey Mantle and by Ken Griffey Jr. Right. And maybe even break a record that's held by Aaron Judge, who has already been handed the MVP award. In my mind, totally unfairly. I think what Cal Raleigh is doing is historic is only the beginning to explain how hard what he's doing is. But the fact that everybody goes to bed after Judge goes 2-for-4 and then writes their story and files it, they don't see that Raleigh's doing what he's doing on the West Coast. And yes, he's getting badly overlooked, and it's too bad. Because he's also a good guy from everything we were told yesterday by Ryan Divich, who covers the team.
Yep.
Said he's taking this all in stride. I mean, he's just been...
He said he doesn't think he'll ever change.
He's been great.
Which is a nice thing to hear.
Give him credit.
All right.
Number two.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers waived 449-pound rookie Desmond Watson, the heaviest player in NFL history, due to his inability to meet health and conditioning milestones required to actually start practicing. He was signed as an undrafted free agent contract with $50,000 guaranteed in that contract. His weight became a national story because he weighed in at 464 pounds at Florida's Pro Day.
Wow.
He was ultimately placed on the non-football illness list and is not expected to join the practice squad of the team. There are some that say the Bucs drafted him with his weight being known and his weight problems being known, and they should stick by him and continue to help him get into better shape. So, Chris, do the Bucs have a responsibility to help Desmond Watson get in shape?
I don't think so. Sounds to me like Desmond Watson got $50,000 just for weighing 464 pounds.
I would love to be this guy, right? You know, I wouldn't actually love to be this guy, but I could do this.
I don't think anybody wants to be this guy.
No, I don't want to be him. No.
Did the Buccaneers give him $50,000 for any other reason that he weighed this much?
They were saying that he was going to be a tush-push stopper.
Okay. Well, evidently he's...
Which is now a position.
Maybe he can't get his breath, obviously he can't pass physicals are necessary.
Yeah.
This is a pretty sad story. If you ask me, I hope somebody helps him. I don't think it's the Buccaneers' responsibility, though. I don't. I think it's his responsibility. It's a little bit of an annoyance I have in general. Everybody thinks they need help from somebody else. We do all need some help, but ultimately, it's on you.
I agree.
And, I'm sure there are a million factors as to why he weighs as much as he does, but I'm assuming most of it's on him as well.
Yes.
Sorry. That's kind of hardcore. But
no, I mean,
I don't mean it to be.
As an alcoholic, it was not someone feeding me drinks. It was me drinking the drinks. That was what needed to change. Tony, do the Bucs have a responsibility to Desmond Watson?
I don't think so. I think they drafted him. They gave him an opportunity, but he was just too far gone, it seems like, in terms of being able to be in that kind of shape. I saw some of the photos of him, like, out there trying to, knock that weight off. I don't know if that was consistent or not, but listen, when you get drafted to the professional realm, man, there's a level of expectation that you gotta uphold, and if you're not upholding it, you're not gonna get to be a part of it. And quite frankly, they gave him an opportunity even though he was out of shape. That usually doesn't happen. You're not gonna get an opportunity.
That's
if
true,
you are.
Often. He was an undrafted guy. I mean,
he clearly had some athleticism because they wouldn't even bothered with it if that wasn't the case, but. He didn't have that other gear, at least right now, to be able to get him where he needed to go.
Well, don't let Bob Brenly see this guy, because he's going to make jokes.
Did you see the video?
This?
Bob Brenly?
I did not see
the video. Fat-shaming the new pitcher from the Reds.
Big sugar.
The Reds have a new reliever. He's 275 pounds. He made his debut on Saturday in the Diamondback Reds game, and Steve Berthium, the play-by-play guy, said, yeah, he's had his family out here. It's his first game. They were down on the field before the game taking pictures, and Bob Brenly goes, hope they were using a wide-angle lens.
I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at the lack of feel.
Yo. Yeah, it's just laugh. Exactly. Dude, it's the same guy who's always in trouble with this stuff. So.
See, this is, and Chris, this is not by any means directed at you, but this is what happens when some folks get a little older on television. They just don't have that filter ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not something you say on TV when somebody's family could be tuned into your specific station.
How about how many major league debut people watch the game? Just in general. Come on, Bob.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
I can't believe it really hasn't made more of the rounds, Tony.
It was quick.
Oh,
and I think
give it some time.
Yeah. There's one thing you can't do, and that's you can't fat shame people. You can't call people names. You can't make fun of their appearance, or people will strike back.
Number one. I'm just saying, even if none of that was true, like, calling somebody fat, like, on their debut.
During their debut.
You know their family is tuned in. Like, this, he's probably been making these phone calls all day long.
Listen.
I'm going to get That's cold. That's
best
cold,
day bro. Of his life, and what we're going to remember from it is that
Bob Brenly said, Bob Brenly might be the single worst reader of a room in baseball history.
I won't be surprised if there's an apology issued when this is when this starts to really
Bob
catch
Brenly's
fire.
Good at apologizing, so he should be used to it.
He's got it down now. He's got a template in his Google Docs.
Yeah.
All right, last one, non-sports related. You guys know I love billionaires. They're my favorite people in the world. I think they're great.
What is what? Who?
Billionaires. Oh. I love them. I all think that they're amazing people. I'm being sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic. Billionaire Mark Zuckerberg has been rankling his neighbors in Palo Alto up there in the Bay Area as he works on expanding and modifying the 11 homes that he has purchased in the area. He also tried to start a school for his children, but that has since been like canceled a little bit. But apparently this neighborhood just has construction 24/7. There's just car. There's no room for parking. Mark Zuckerberg has this compound in the middle of Palo Alto. Well, he wanted to smooth over tensions, and the New York Times said that Mark Zuckerberg gifted his next door neighbors noise canceling headphones as a peace offering. So, Tony's up first. Is this a nice gesture, or is Mark Zuckerberg laughing in our faces?
I mean, I'm sure he didn't go cheap on these noise canceling headphones.
So the quality of the noise canceling headphones.
I'm just saying.
Didn't get the Walmart. If he went out,
right? I'm just saying this dude has access to some of the best stuff ever. I'm just saying if he gave me some headphones and I went and put them on and I couldn't hear none of the stuff that I was complaining about. I might be all right.
I love your honesty.
I might try to get a few other things out of him too. I mean, at this point, he seems like he's in the mode of trying to make peace.
Yes. You know, that's a good point.
Let's push this a little bit further. You know, this is the time. Like, I don't know. The school thing is wild, first of all. I'm glad that they
wanted his own school for his own kids?
Yes, he did.
I'm glad they were able to kind of
put
cold water on that.
Yeah,
what is he doing? What kind of stuff is he building back there?
He's building a bunch of different pickleball courts. He's building luxurious houses for guests. He's building different pools because he wants to go swim in his one pool this day and his next pool the other day. Here's the other thing for you to specifically think about,
Scraby, because this is really your type of subject. Do you hope you understand that the people who are actually complaining about this are also filthy rich as well?
Yes.
And so do you really care that they are their lives are a little bit inconvenienced?
They're probably the last people on Earth who need free stuff. That's what Tony's saying.
You guys make fantastic points, and guess what?
They all probably have pickleball courts in their backyards already. He's just trying to level up to where they are.
This is a fantastic point. Yeah. I'm going to give my answer after Chris gives his answer. Whether or not it's a nice gesture or is he laughing in our faces?
Well, having grown up in Beverly Hills and seeing a lot of these people, he's laughing. He's laughing.
He's laughing.
What a jerk he is. What a jerk. It is my world. You're lucky I'm allowing you to live in it.
Man, this dude. I actually don't feel bad for any of these people after you guys brought up that point about them having their own pickleball court.
Sure, they're all doing fine.
I would have actually thought it was funny if he were to give them, like, just generic earplugs or something like that.
I just like when really rich people are at each other's throats, you know, arguing over stuff that isn't important.
I want my second pickleball court over here!
Exactly.
I don't know why everybody has to have an English accent.
Evidently, they do.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. We'll get you set for Game 2. Padres, Mariners, right here, 97.3 The Fan.